How's my investment people out there? We still alive? We still okay? We had a rocky time yesterday. The news came out that China has started the next round of the trade wars, and now we have currency wars going on. China has deflated their currency from 1 to 6. Like a dollar would buy 6 yuan. I don't know how to say it. Their currency, now you can buy 7 with it. It's a pretty big deal. The markets tanked on the news because of the escalation. But I think that means there's a great buying opportunity. I've talked to some people about it that have reached out to me, and I've actually made some purchases of companies I think are on discount. Usually in these cases, there's an overreaction. I mean, we will see if that is true. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful in your finance in the time of turbulent investing like this, for success in your business startups, your ventures, your successful big businesses, your careers, and all around life. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. Today, I want to talk about gamification and some ways that we can be exploring it. I think will be exciting. I got the idea from my Chick-fil-A purchase, so that's what you get to look forward to today on the show. If you haven't already, Chad, the guy who keeps saying he's on the verge of subscribing, he reached out to me, and I'm calling him out on it. Don't worry, I won't say your last name, Chad, but you just say you're on back and forth. Today is the day that you need to subscribe to get your mug, to get your mug that you can fit all 4 of your fingers in and enjoy your delicious coffee, tea, adult beverage, and comfort in the 15-ounce HTBT mug. If Chad or any of you would like to get a mug, all you have to do is go over to Fight Laugh Feast Network, put in HTBT in the memo field, and you will get one of these mugs for free. On top of all the other benefits, on top of coming alongside of us, supporting the ministry, supporting the business that talks about ministry and has ministers on the network. And we've talked about yesterday how important that is. Something else, go over there, fightlaughfeast.com, put in HTBT in the memo field. Another area that we need to be supporting is our good old friend Marcus Pittman has a teaser coming out for Babies Are Murdered Here Too. I saw that, and man, let me tell you, they just really took things out of context, and it was really inappropriate. No, I'm just kidding. It was a great teaser. I'm really excited for it. I can't wait to see it. It made me want to go watch the first one all over again. If you haven't seen that yet, go check out my Facebook. You can check it out, How to Build a Tent. I shared it over there. John Speed shared the teaser, and I just shared his, passed it along. That's what we should be doing. Whenever we can help people fight, this is another opportunity for us. For those of people in the front lines, making movies, making art, building businesses, like, we should be doing everything we can to support the people fighting the good fight. Even if that's just sharing, liking, even if you're like, I'm not a liking kind of person. Well, it makes a big difference to the promotion, the algorithm. So if you have not, go watch the teaser for Babies Are Murdered Here Too and like it, share it, and tag a friend, just like what you're going to be doing when you hear this show, because you guys are such great listeners. And I just want to say thank you in advance for all of you that have, not in advance, just thank you for doing it. Thank you for listening. And I am just so blessed to be here speaking with you. So I was driving my beautiful F-150 in this beautiful state of Florida to go get my beautiful Chick-fil-A. That's the last time I'll say that word, beautiful. And they, I don't know if you know this, but Chick-fil-A has an app and you can accrue points. And it's a type of gamification where you order things from Chick-fil-A and you get rewarded by getting points. And those points, you can do things like buy more food. And it's just a great incentive because, believe it or not, most people are very competitive. I know, it's of human nature. It's weird. And the more you can get people to play games and to feel competitive and feel or give them a reason to buy your product is a good thing. And when you add a game to it, you're creating more value than you already do to your product. And As we know, value is the most important thing. People are buying your product or service because they believe the value they get out of it is more than the cost that they are paying. Time, money, all of those things. So gamification is basically making a game out of the activity, the product, the service you sell, getting people involved. Now, I love having leaderboards on any kind of game I am playing. Like, it would be great to have a leaderboard for the Chick-fil-A to see who has the most points. And then the great thing about leaderboards is you can do things with time. And what I mean by this is whoever has the most points for a month gets a prize, or whoever eats the most Chick-fil-A in a week gets a prize. Like, those are all great things you can do. And what's great about it is it's encouraging more and more people to buy your product. And you can do this in any industry. I was thinking about the application in the airline space, and they do a decent job. I mean, they have miles, and you can get a credit card. And if you get their credit card, you'll get a certain amount of miles. But I think they could do more. Now, they might do this, and they might mention it on a loudspeaker. I honestly taken so many flights that I could probably do the spiel that they do on their airlines just like them because of how many times you hear it. So I tune out most of the time, but I don't believe that they do this. And it's very surprising to me. I don't know if you've seen them. The flight attendants have this, but they have like a stylist. It's not an iPad, but it's something that they hold on to that they can access who is on the flight, their names, what seat they're in, and all that good stuff. They basically have the manifest for the flight. And so the airline knows who is in each seat. So I'm kind of surprised that they haven't tied in the mileage to buying food and drinks on the plane. Now, some people buy, sometimes some people don't. But a lot of people that rack up miles are not like your everyday vacationer, or you're not your everyday. Not the person that vacations like once a year. Like, usually the people that are getting miles are people that are traveling for business who fly a lot. You know, it takes a while to get up to those like higher levels where you get upgrades and all that stuff. You have to really fly a lot for that to happen, for it to mean anything. And what comes along with somebody who travels for business is usually someone who has a business credit card, which means the company is paying for their food and drinks. So if you could increase the value of your on-flight meals, your in-flight drinks, your in-flight adult beverages by adding frequent flyer points to those people that are traveling a lot to climb faster, well, it's a very low cost for the airline, and it increases the value substantially. Now, if I'm not worried about how much something costs because the company's paying for it, as long as I stay within the criteria or whatever the company says I have to. Some companies say you should spend around $20, $25 for lunch, $50 for dinner, whatever it is. But if I can get points by buying food and drinks on the plane, well, I'm going to do that instead of buy it in the airport. I don't think the quality is much different depending on where you go and which airport. Some airports have terrible food, some airports have great food. It just depends on where you're at. But I'm going to have more of an incentive even to buy water or to buy an adult beverage on my flight, because price isn't really the issue for me. And if I get frequent flyer points going to my account, well, then that's just an extra incentive. And they can do it simply by knowing which seat is paying for the transaction. They don't even have to link the credit card to the frequent flyer account. They can just have the flight attendant know which seat is purchasing the food and credit it to that account. They already have the systems in place. It wouldn't take that much time. And I just bring that up as an example of an improvement for anyone who maybe works in an airline and would like to make that suggestion. You can take it as your own. And hey, maybe you'll get a promotion. Maybe you'll get a bonus. Maybe you'll just look a lot better for your boss. I freely give this to you. If you work for an airline, feel free to take this idea on your own, improve it, add to it, or just take it as it is and claim it as your own. I give it to you freely. But for anyone else who's starting a business, anyone else who works in a company, gamification is a great way to increase sales. It's a great way to maintain customers. We've talked about before how expensive it is to acquire a customer. It's a lot cheaper to save a customer, to maintain a customer, than it is to get a new customer. And the more your company can maintain customers and reduce customer churn, the better you are going to be at increasing your profit margins and competing against other people in the industry. Now, we can take this, go gamify, and let's be successful together. God bless.